Okay, let's begin. You know, if I'm not mistaken, I think that when I think all the Gedolim, including Ramosha, I think the Rav and the Rebbe Zatzal, when Prime Minister Begin, Zichron Levracha, came to New York to prepare to meet with Sadat, I think they all told him to look in Parshas Vayishlach.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the roadmap of how to deal with Edom. And the Rabban really accentuates this in his parish, in this Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach. If you take a look, in the beginning, he even acts an Akdoma, which he really has, you know, for the different Parshios.
Mm-hmm.
Rebbeinu Bechaye does, but not the Rambam. But let's see this Akdoma yet.
Mm-hmm.
Nechteva Parsha Zos Lodia Kihitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avdo VeGolom Yad Chazak Mimenu. This Parsha was written to notify us today. Eibishter saved his servant Yaakov and redeemed him from the hand of someone that really was stronger than him. It's pretty clear that the Psukim point out, and he points this out of Shavel from the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that Asa was physically stronger than him. Vayishlach Malach v'yatzileu. It says in the Pasuk, he sent a Malach and he saved him. Yeah?
Yep.
That's it, Pasuk in Bamidbar. Yeah? I didn't know it was referencing that. Well, you know, that Pasuk in Bamidbar.
Yeah, that's not, that can't be a direct reference.
That's not a direct reference, but he somehow quotes it. Well, that, what's maybe that talking
just,
about
maybe,
over there?
Maybe he's just quoting it, you know.
That was talking about in Chukas, know about stone, I mean, right?
Is it just the wording?
But Edom. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, what's the...
Bamidbar Chof Pasuk Ted Zayin. I think it's in Chukas, no? Chof Tet Zion. What does he have?
Interesting. That's actually, the quote's actually, Vayishlach Malach Vayotinu Mitzrayim. So he's really just using it, I mean, the, Rav Shavel just wants you to know, yeah, that's a paraphrase of a pasuk. It's not directly related to
interesting.
His interaction with Esav.
Thank you. This is to teach us that he didn't rest on his laurels and his sidkis and try Batsala b'chol yichalta. He tried to save himself,
right,
with all his ability. And this is ishtadlis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be mishtadl. V'yesh ba'od rem is l'dairis. Ki kol asher ira l'avinu. This is another hint l'dairis. Anything that happens to our father, imesav achiv, yera lanu tamid ibn Esav. Wow, this will always happen ibn Esav. V'ru'i lanu l'achoz. The darker shul tzaddik, myself assuming the bottom at his highest level. It's roi. It's fitting for us to grab onto the derech of Yaakov at tzaddik, as we discussed last week, right? Shenazmin atzmenu. We should prepare ourselves l'shloshes hadvarim for three things. Shehizmin who is atzmen l'tfila. He prepared himself with davening, uladiris with gifts, ulaatzala kederech mechama and with warfare to save himself through warfare l'froach. To escape, will he not sell to be saved? And our Rabbeinu have already seen this hint from this parsha, as I'm going to mention. Fascinating, no?
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Pasuk Dalet. Yeah? El Esav Achiv Artsasayer. Bavur Hayos Negev Eretz Yisrael Ayedei Edom. Edom is in the south of Eretz Yisrael. It's in the southern part of, you know, it borders the southern part of Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
And is it Jordan or is it Egypt?
Edom?
I'm not sure, yeah. It's bordering the southern part.
Well, it wouldn't be Egypt, I mean, it's Mitzrayim. Maybe it's like southeast.
So the southern part of Eretz Yisrael adjoins Edom. So what does that mean? Yaakov's father dwelt in, let's see what it says in the Pasuk. So he says, Haleso Vachim Artisir Bavur, Heyos Negever Tzroel, Ayede Edom, Vaoviv Yoshev Beretz Negev, Yitzchuk, right?
Right, lived in Beersheba.
Lived in Beersheba, Beretz Negev. Yeshul Lavur Derech Edom or Korv Misham. You know, he was passing by Derech Edom or close by, right?
Right.
Alkain Pachad, he was afraid Ulai Yishma Esav, Esav's going to hear that he's passing by. Vehiktim Lishloch Elav Malachim La'artso. And he was mocked him.
Rather than wait, he was, you know,
to send Malachim.
Proactive.
Right. He wanted to greet him and stuff because he didn't want to hear, he didn't want Esav to catch him. Kfar Tafsu Chacham Mazeh. And the Chacham have already grabbed this. Grabbed Yaakov for doing this. Why did he do this? Amru Bereshis. What's that? Kenny, what are you taking? Okay, you should usually tell me because people look for it. Okay, Kalen Bays, you have? Okay, let me know, all right? Yeah, just let me know.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Please. Thank you. Alkain pachad ula yishma esav. He was afraid. Ula yishma esav. Vihiktim lishloach lev malachim arzo. He was afraid that Esav would hear and come after him. Yeah.
Yep.
Kvartasvu chacham mazan. Chacham already grabbed him on this. Amr brishis rava machzik basne kelev. What are you holding the door, the ears of a kelev for? It's a pasuk in Mishlei.
It's like it's based on something. From
yeah, based on something in Mishlei. Sorry to interrupt. I just want to know what he was taking. You know what I mean? This is a pasuk in Mishlei. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one that taketh a dog by his ears, is that he passeth by and meddle with a strife not his own. Why are you making problems for yourself? You know.
Right.
Omelo Hakadosh Baruch Hu ledarko hayem halach. Kodesh Baruch Hu Zeladark Ayam Alech Vayisim Mishalech Etzlo Vomelo Ko Amar Avdecha Yaakov. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him.
He would have left you alone.
Yeah.
If you look at Ledarko
Hayam Alech, and you send by him and say, like, this like is your servant
you
Yaakov.
You created the situation causes Kodesh Baruch Hu to have to make miracles, essentially.
Yeah, like Rochevelle says, Asim's going on his way. He wouldn't have paid attention at all to even move, even this, you know, the fight with Yaakov. Yaakov was over that he was, and he sent him stuff.
Yaakov reminds him, oh yeah, yeah, Yaakov, right, let's go right. Get him.
Exactly. And Mazen started, then Esav said, why don't I fight him? You know, he quotes the Eitz Yosef.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. It's a Musar Haskel that don't cause problems, you don't need problems, yeah? Valdati Gamze Yirmos Ki Anach Nischanu the philosophy Yadeno. This is also, says the Ramban, a hint that we started our downfall.
We were the cause. We started it.
Ki malchus bayisheni bo bebrisim aromim. You know the
right. We invited them in.
The chashmonayim.
Right. We brought them in.
They made a covenant with the Romans. Mehem shebo beroma, and from them they actually went to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Chashmonaim dynasty did not last. That's why they fell. This is a Muskra B'Divir Rabba saying, this is mentioned in Chazal, Umbeforsim Bisfarim, which is Josephus.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, on Chesem and Beis, he points out on the bottom, that Yehuda ben Mitzchiao sent to Rome to be Koris Bris Ava Shalom Itam, and that was a major problem.
Right.
This is the Ramban L'Shitaso, if I'm not mistaken, in what is it, Parshas Vayeshev or Miketz, that he says that they were also wrong in taking the Malchus, because Liyasa Shevim Yehuda.
Sure, I think everyone agrees on that.
Yeah, but actually, Machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban.
Uh-huh.
Right, the Rambam praises them, because he said, I think the Rav once said, the Machlokes, the Rambam, the Ramban is, to take it temporarily is at an Isser.
Uh-huh.
So the Rambam held not that way.
Uh-huh.
And that's why the Rambam doesn't
and
say
that. Rambam
says they were wrong, and that's why they didn't last.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they were Kohanim.
Right.
So it's interesting. It's a twofold problem. Number one, they made the bris with them. Number two, they took the Malchus within Klal Yisroel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting thing here that he wants to point this out. So we instigated it. Interesting, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
So that just goes back to reinforce what he had said in the Hakdama, the idea that this parsha, this interaction, really is a ma'aseh avos similar to one of them. It's a roadmap for every. It's not just how to do it. It happened. Well, yeah, it happened.
Yeah.
And it's almost like destined that that's what's going to happen. So we're going to go and bring them in, and it's going to cause a problem.
Right. So to summarize now what we've learned, that what happens, number two, is not to rest on your laurels, right? And to prepare yourself in three things, right? And also, like you said, not to what? Not to start up making covenants also, right?
Right. Why did he, if he had just sort of...
Interesting.
It's almost like a lack of bitachon. If he had just said, okay, because Baruch Hu's going to make sure I get through, okay, I'm not going to say anything,
right,
he would have gone through, and he said, wouldn't have paid attention, and it would have been over.
Right.
And it would have saved us trouble ultimately, in the days of the Chashmonaim, is according to the Ramban's, way of looking at things. Instead, he said, I don't want to get caught, I don't want to get caught out, so I'll send him a messenger, and all of a sudden, now he's got problems.
I wonder what the Gedolim had in mind when they were telling Prime Minister Begin about it. Were they telling him maybe don't do anything with him? With Sadat?
It depends which part of the parasha you think he's supposed to look at.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, he does focus, interestingly, on the fact that he did it in a language of Avdus and Hachna.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they're saying, maybe they're saying, okay, if you have to go, go out and say,
be strong.
I am, let's talk.
Be strong.
But you got to be strong, right? You got to come in a position of,
like
from
that.
A position of power.
Don't say Avdus.
Don't say Avdus.
I like that. Very nice. Okay, good.
Because that does seem to be his focus.
Very good. Let's go to Pasuk Tes, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Vaya Machna Nishar Paplet Alder Chapshat Amar Ze Buulai. Says the Ramban, when he said to split up the camp, he basically was saying this as a possibility.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because what did he mean to say? He meant to say, Ki Amar Ulai Yinatzal Machnecha. If Esav does prevail,
at least one will
survive. Ki Bakoso Echad Yivruchu Acherim. You strike one of them, the others will escape.
Right.
Otashuv Hamaso, or...
Or at least it'll calm him down. Like, the destruction of the one camp will calm him down. He won't go after the second camp.
Right. Otashuv Hamaso, Otavol Lem, Atzalam, Eis Hashem. Or that what? David Shur will what?
We'll
save them, and no one's going to get hurt, I guess. No?
No, I think it's... Even if one camp is destroyed, so either they'll run away, which is sort of the non-miraculous Hatzalah.
Would it be the other camp?
The second camp. In other words, if Esav attacks one camp,
right.
So either the second camp will escape in a, quote, non-miraculous way. They'll just run away.
Or they won't attack.
Esav will calm down, he won't attack.
Right.
Or some other miracle will occur to save them, but at least one of the camps
will get saved. The second one's guaranteed to be saved.
Correct.
It says in Medrash, Torah Derech Eretz,
don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, don't put all the money in one corner. It's a befer shemedrash. And he says, "Rashi kosev ayamachna nishal afleda korcha ki alachem imo." So Rashi basically says that the camp which was left, shall escape in spite of him. For I will fight against him.
So Rashi takes this as the preparation l'mochama.
Yes.
That, come what may, Yaakov says, the second one's going to survive, because even if Esav, massacres the first one, I am going to come and strike back, I'm going to fight back, and therefore the second one will by definition survive.
And they'll win the war.
Yeah.
Right. Ki alachem imo. He says, you see the bottom? He says, Rishavel, the Chazal said, Chacham Zichron Levroch, Masakin, three
famous
things.
Right, he was Masakin.
Feel the Dairin Lochoma.
But we don't see anywhere
in the Midbar, we don't see anywhere in Shemidabra the Lochoma. It's Mukhroch that the Pazik says, Vayachan Amechana Shnish Lefleite.
It has to be that that's a reference to his preparations for Lochoma.
Why? Because we don't see anything about war,
we don't see any other wording in the Psukim. Now, it's interesting, because this is a little bit of a machlokas, Rashi / the Re'im and the Ramban, because, and this goes back again to the Hakdama. In the Hakdama, the Ramban set it up that the three things he did were Litfila,
right,
Lidoron,
Ula
Hatzola. No, his language is Ula Hatzola. Kiderech mochamo livroach l'inotel. So the Ramban's sort of preferred...
His defense?
Yeah. Preferred mechanism of defense is to run away. Rashi says, I'm going to war. Right, I'm preparing for mochama. That means offensive, retaliate at a minimum retaliation, possibly even offensively to actually go and take the battle to Esav. The Ramban seems focused on.
It's also against what he said al derech hapshat here, right? Because al derech hapshat, right, was ulai. You know what I mean? Ulai yinatzel. Again, the same thing with Hatzalah, like you're saying.
Right.
Here it's always Rashi's for offensive.
Right. Rashi's being offensive about it, and the Ramban is being defensive.
Right. Very good. Hiskin Atzmo, Lishlosha Dvarim, Litfilo Dorim Lachomo. Very good. Reisi B'Medrash Ma'asa, Zainim B'Bifnim. He gave them armed under their clothes. Vilbishim B'Godim, Levana B'Chutz, and you made them wear white clothes. I'm not sure why white. To surrender?
Making them look more peaceful, maybe.
I guess.
Wow, so it's not just weapons. He gave them weaponry, according to the Medrash, but it was concealed.
Yeah, it was planned out.
Yeah.
Like the Medrash and like Rashi, not like the use of defensive. V'akavonu b'zek Yaakov yodeh she'en zaro kalu. Can no from Yadesa. There's no way that all Klai Yisrael will be destroyed. Yadesa. All can't be a believer. Him can Yinatzal Amachna Echad Al Kolponim. At least one camp will be saved. The Gamza Yirmos. This is hinted Shlo Yigzru Alenu Bnei Esav that it will never be decreed upon us by the Eibishur Bnei Esav that Bnei Esav should Limchos Hashmenu that should just void up our name.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right, because again, myself is on him.
Yeah, Vayasu Ros im Ksasenu, Piktatza Rotsa Shalem. They'll do bad with us in some of their lands. Melechechad Mem, Gozer Bar, Tzol Mamono. Could be one king in his land, will Gozer in his land on our money, O Agufeno on our health. U Melechachim Merachim im Kaimoi. This is very chilling.
Yeah.
And another king is Merachim im Kom Matzal Aplod. It seems like the Nazis and they have America.
Exactly
you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Crazy. Well,
but, there will never be the possibility of sort of a worldwide.
That's correct.
Edict
obliteration, even though Hitler said he wanted to do it.
Right. So I guess you could take someone who lived then could take comfort in this Ramban saying it's never going to happen.
Right.
Right. Interestingly, even you may Purim where Achashverosh's Malchus spanned the entire world according to one day.
Right.
Even so, there was this. This principle presumably had to be in operation that it couldn't happen.
Right. The only distinction that I'm thinking is that wasn't Esav
yet. Not
that was Paros.
Yeah,
no.
Maybe.
That was Paros. Maybe by
Esav. Maybe it only applies to Bnei Esav.
I don't think it would ever happen ever. Hashem gave the Avtacha,
but maybe not from this.
This is specified by Edom. I don't know. Maybe.
It's possible.
Interesting. Because you get the impression, like you're saying from the story of Purim, that it was worldwide, you know?
Right.
Chen Amru Rishis Rabba, because he definitely had control of the whole world, it seemed, no?
Right.
Chen Amru Rishis Rabba, Yovo Esav El Machna Achas V'Yiko, Esav came to one camp, and I think there Makaris Medrash, Alicia, that it was like, by Purim, the Ar Midrashim, I think that was like all or nothing, it seemed that way.
Uh-huh.
You know, with the way the Gemara talks about the lots and, you know.
Right.
Okay, interesting. But Lemaisa, we live in Golos Adam, so this is very chilling for what we say about the Shoah. If Esav comes to try to get us, right? This is referring to what?
Klal Yisrael in the south.
Yeah, Klal Yisrael in the south. Yeah. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael in the south?
Africa, Spain,
the diaspora,
maybe?
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I mean,
yeah.
One portion of Klal Yisrael, anyway.
The diaspora, yeah. There's a message in the diaspora. Oh, Kigama Doros Tirmo Zosa Parsha. All this is Zosa Parsha.
Right, so in other words, if they come and try and get Achenu Shebedarom, then the Machanesh Rebbeleta, Achenu Shebegola. So there's a Gola spread out that will save a portion of them.
Very good. That's what happened in the Shoah.
Yeah.
One on one slot. Okay. Very good. Well, let's continue now. Let's see Perek Pasuk Yud Aleph. Yeah, you ready?
Yep.
Katonti mikol achasidim mikol amis. Yaakov was afraid that maybe he wasn't zoch to what Hashem had given him. Katonti mikol achasidim mikol amis. Nismatu zchiyosi ayedei chasadim v'emes shasisa imodi. He was concerned that his merits have diminished through the chasadim, the kindness and truth that the emes has done with him. Lakach ani yarei shema mishiftachtani niskakalti b'chein. Very afraid that maybe since I was promised, I ruined myself. So I caused myself to be given a race of Lashon Rashi. I blew it basically. Ramban says, wow. I don't think Rashi's trad is correct.
Given the language.
Given the language of the Pasuk. What does that mean? Because katonti is usually quantity, says Rav Shavel. But chasadim is only shaykh rav and ma'at. You know what I mean? He says, by bodies it's shayach, you know, big and small, you know?
Right.
But, you know, cotton refers to size, not to quantity.
Okay.
You know, a guy's tall, big, or small, so shayach can say cotton or gadol. But chasadim doesn't refer to quantity, you know?
Right, if you look down in the bottom, he says, if you go to the Marashah.
Yes. So the milas katanti is a mimer.
Katanti mimer hakamos.
That's quantity.
Yeah, avon nismatu zuchiyosai hu beechos. That's a qualitative, more of a qualitative. Uh-huh. They're inadequate in a certain sense.
So he's trying to answer for Rashi.
No, I think that's. I think that Marashah is supporting the Ramban.
Uh-huh.
He's challenging Rashi. Rashi takes the word katanti from the pasuk.
Right.
And morphs it into nismatu.
Right.
And the Ramban says grammatically that doesn't work.
Right.
He says I don't agree with Rashi's pshat because he thinks he's mixing two concepts. He's taking a word that deals with kamos in the Lashon of the Marashah that deals with, you know, physical being and size, and he's turning it into quantity maybe and turning it into a question more of quality.
Very good.
So you have to see what the Ramban's gonna say.
Right. Many nachos are goes old ki kilmachrechin tamarti heiti heiti vimach usamti zarcha kol yam. What do you mean? It says right afterwards, right, that, you know, Hashem shall surely do good. You know, thou said you surely do good and make my seed as they land sand in the sea, right? Yep. So, you know, if that's the case, ma yoel ha bitochen ahu im garam achid arachach. What is the point of this promise
if it can get
if
go
a
away.
Sin is going to be caused right afterwards? You know, it doesn't seem to work. You know. Right. So, how would you frame for Rashi? Rashi is careful. Pirish eiti b'schuscha. Eiti b'schuscha v'sechem. Not sure what he means. Rav Shavel wants to try to answer, no?
So,
what is he trying to answer?
So, he answers, I think, maybe the second question.
Yeah.
That the v'ato amarta heitev heitev imach is based on schus avos. Heitiv b'schuscha. Eitiv b'schuscha v'osecha, meaning that's not going to get wiped away. So even if Yaakov himself maybe was gone machaid and nismatu ezchuyos, whatever you want to say, there's still some aspect of that promise that should be intact, and that sort of saves Rashi from that question.
You mean because of schuscha v'osecha, you mean?
Yeah.
So in other words, but he could still mess up his heitiv, you mean? That's how you want to answer?
Right.
Kusha Marasha here gives.
Although
the
he says it's not a full, he says it's Nisra Mikusha, but it's not a full answer. He says, I'll go upon him, Yesh Makum the Kusha Saramban. The Kusha the Ramban still stands at least partially.
Right.
Kimeacha Shayori Minhachet Ain Shumaftach Mawila, which we said last week, I believe. Right? The idea that, you know, Shema Yigro Machet could really blow away the promise. So the Ramban's question does stand.
He says that. Why does it still hand? Because why? He's still afraid of his own chatoim, you mean?
Yeah, because conceivably, you know, right. It could have gotten to a point where indeed that would right. have...
Would, that would offset, I guess, offset. The schusavas.
Correct.
What is he saying from the Marashah? Mikomokim lo yigrim ached yol ha-bitachon.
They'll
be saved from Esav, so you always have that bitachon, in other words.
Right, in other words, there's two separate... aspects that are potentially in operation.
Yes.
There's a miut zechuyos,
right,
which is not Shema Yigo Machet. That's just so many miracles have been done. So much good has been done to him.
Menachem Zechiyosov.
Right, that Menachem Zechiyosov.
Right.
And then there's the sort of the negative aspect, which
of
is Shema Yigo Machet.
Right.
So Yigo Machet could wipe away the whole promise completely.
Okay.
But as long as you avoid that, is the Maharsha's answer, right? Right. He answers, as long as you avoid the Lo Yigo Machet,
you'll be okay.
Right. Because the Miyud Zechuyos, Bilvad, Lo Yivato Haftacha, because that's not just based on his Zechuyos, it's also based on Zechusavos. So as long as you don't get into, you know, like a negative situation.
Yeah, he doesn't mention Zechusavos to Marshall, but you're just saying.
No, but he just did that from the Avuhab.
As long as you don't do a Chet, you're saying in general, right?
Right. He's saying that, right, he
you
brings.
You have that alone, you mean.
Right.
Miyud Zechuyos, Bilvad. Yeah, in other words, if you just don't do, if it just diminishes schuyos, you'll be okay.
Correct, because there's this promise right. That's based on schusavos.
So don't ask me a kasha mayo. I'll be talking as long as you don't do chatoim, it'll be okay.
Right.
So that's why the bitachon was such an important
correct. Right.
Important phrase.
Right.
Shalom aleichem.
Sorry, I'm late. The bus got stuck in the tunnel.
Well, it's great to see you. Let me get the Ramban for you.
No, I'll get it. Please
go right over here. Moser of Cook.
No,
you have it?
Oh, yeah, here.
Yeah. We were mentioning Malkiah was, I said over the way we started was that the Gedolim, Reb Moshe Zatzal, the Rav Zatzal, the Babcha Reb Zatzal, I think, guided Prime Minister Begin before he met Sadat. They told him to look through Parshas Vayishlach.
Huh.
And the Ramban, he even has Akhtoma to the Parsha, which he rarely has a Paktoma, like Rabbi Machai has a Paktoma in all his Parshios, where he writes that the way Yaakov dealt with Esav was a foreshadowing of what was going to be L'dayrus. Mm-hmm. One of the few elements we mentioned is that there'll never be, Esav will never have to destroy all of us. You'll have one country, it's very chilling, that's trying to obliterate us, and another country's trying to save us. Mm-hmm. We thought of the Shoah. And then he writes that the way seems to be a machlekes Rashi and Ramban when he says he prepared three things, davening, gifts, and mochama. The Ramban seems to say mochama was defensive. Rashi seems to be offensive.
The Ramban sort of lays stress on running away. Like he views that as mochama because it's not the other two.
Right.
But he's not interested in fighting. He's just avoid the whole situation. Rashi talks about, you know, going out and attacking Asa.
Right, and then he quotes a Medrash that they had concealed weapons, they dressed up in white, so they're kind of like two approaches. And then one other element, if I remember correctly, was that the Eibishter got upset at Yaakov, that when he was traveling, Yaakov wanted to say hi to Esav, that he shouldn't, you know. So the Eibishter said to him, well, you shouldn't have said anything to him. You should have just gone. He wouldn't have heard about you. So you have to be careful not to be an instigator. Hashem got upset at Yaakov. Why did he try to send messengers to Esav? He might have not even noticed them. And Hashem took him to task for that. And the way Elisha said very nicely, so I said that, and he says that the Maccabim, the Chashmonoim, were wrong for making a bris with Rome, Gomorrah, Vazar, Nafches, and that's why they were destroyed. And I also point out the Ramban says Lishitoso and Miketz, that's why it didn't last, because they were Kohanim. Lo Yosef Shev Yehuda is only from Yehuda Malachim. The Rambam says they were okay because they only took it temporarily. But the Ramban says wrong, so they did wrong outs. The Malchus, they did wrong outs making it. So I said to Elisha, so maybe the Gedolim were telling the Prime Minister Begin not to make a covenant with Sadat, a pact. So Elisha responded, I think, very nicely. You said Hashem took him to task. The way he presented himself was, I'm your servant. He was Machni himself. If you're going to present yourself from a perspective of strength, Elisha was suggesting.
Like Abraham and Yitzhak, when they made peace with the Palestinians.
Yes.
Philistines.
You mean they made...
with Abimelech. They made it as equals. They made a bris, but they made it more
equal. They didn't say Avdecha.
They didn't come and say, you know, please help me, right? The push came to them.
Gotcha. In fact, it is interesting that Yaakov, last week's parsha, though, called it the... instead of Yegar Sadusa, right?
Galed.
Because he wanted the Messiah. So in that sense, he did keep strong. That was with Lovin, though.
Right.
But here with Esav, though, he's... So we're in the middle here now.
They had 400 men. Well, they only had a few.
That's true. That's true. Right. You see, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuket Aleph?
Yeah.
32:11, we're in the middle, where Yaakov is worried about Shem Yigrom Achet, right? So the Ramban is bothered by that because there was a bitochen that it'd be okay. We were just going through of what kind of bitochen? Grom Achet. So maybe he had schusavas, but the schus of his own averus might offset the schusavas. That was an answer that Marab Avua gave and the Marashah gave. You know, that the fact is that Shema Yigrom Achet is still possible because if he just sticks with Menachem Zechuyosef, because you see, your Zechuyos can be subtracted through Nisim, but you could also do Chatoim, you follow me? So the Marashah just said, the Marashah one answer for Rashi and said that the Bitochen was basically if you stay straight, and even though you were given Nisim that's going to Menachem Zechuyosef, you don't do Averis, you'll be okay. So that's why the Bitochen makes sense. Right? Va'od, ki Yaakov hizkir shtei avtocha shivticha HaKadosh Baruch Hu beis El u'becharon. Yaakov mentioned the two promises, the Abishur promise in Beit El and Becharon. Ve'omer tchilu ma'ashenem le'becharon, first said over what was said in Charon, Hashem ur melai shuv le'artzchum u'malatchum et tivi imach. V'usham ur le'betzesum beis lovon, shuv le'eretz avosechum u'madacha ve'e imach. V'ni achre chen lo heitiv lo kechol ha'chassadim. Right? So what does that mean? He's continuing with his kashas, and he's saying, look at all these avtokas. Shem did not bestow good upon Yaakov to account for all these mercies and truths, of which Yaakov mentioned that his merit should be diminished on account of them. Right? So what does he mean by this line? He's asking Adam, no? When I was preparing, I didn't really chop this line. He's continuing to ask on him. Right? He doesn't like this expression, you see, because you have the two promises. Yaakov mentions the two promises. Okay, what does he mean by some of the two promises? Hashem did not what? Did not bestow good upon Yaakov to account for all these mercies and truths, which Yaakov mentioned, right?
No, I think he's saying that.
That what?
If the promise was,
yes,
I'm going to bestow good upon you, well, that hasn't happened yet, apparently.
Right.
Right?
He didn't get
so why is he worried that
he didn't
his
get it yet.
Right. Why is he worried that his Zechuyos are going to be his mind if it hasn't happened yet?
He didn't get it yet. So, therefore, you hear the Kasha Malkiel. He didn't get it yet. So, what's he worried about? Shem Yigrom Achet. It hasn't come to fruition. So, therefore, the Ramban says, got to be a different shot what Katonti means. Yes? You with me?
Yeah.
No, Katonti means he's too small to be worthy of all the mercies which had been done for him in the past. Yes? Mm-hmm. That's what it means. Yeah? Right? How could Yaakov stand for he's small, right? Possibly almost. He's too small to be able to bear all that was decreed against him.
Right. If you look down at the bottom, he says, yeah. Kotonti Lomar, Tom Kotonti, Aini Kedai.
Right. I'm not Kedai.
I'm not Kedai, you know, sort of Bechlal.
Right. You're not, as general, you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. As opposed to what?
He continues, and as he opposed says, to what? The way the Ramban would read the Psukim.
It's not like Rashi that said that what he thought because...
I like them. They got used up.
Yeah, they got used up because of the Nisim and maybe I did Chatoim. No, right. He just is a general person. He's a cotton.
Right.
Yeah?
Right. He says, Hine ani lo ha'isi kedai.
Klal to the Tovos that he did.
Tovos ha'isi.
Right. Very good.
More like a Shvach. Or a Hodah.
Yeah, he's trying to say he's not worthy. Yeah. As an individual.
Right. What you've done for me...
Right.
Is chesed muchlet. It's completely on the side of chesed. I wasn't merited at all.
Right.
So now I'm in a sort of an even tougher situation. And if I didn't earn that, I certainly haven't earned this.
Right. Very good. Sorry, I skipped. The goodness that was done with them, right?
Without the bitachon, right?
The emes and the good that you promised, right?
Those chasodim are generosities that are given,
right?
You know, without a promise, without an offer,
Right.
The emes and the tova, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavtiachim that there was going to be emes, you know, there was going to be certain things that were going to happen. The chasadim are outside of that. So right. When he says, kontom tim mikol chasadim, he says, I didn't earn those. I wasn't zocher to those.
So I think the law nader, that means a nader.
Then. Without any promise from HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Hashem hadn't promised him, yeah.
Generosity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
As opposed to
the emes and the tova.
Which is what he's deserving of.
Which is what
HaKadosh
Baruch Hu, well, at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu had directly promised it to him and said, "This, I promise that this will happen."
Right. So he wasn't even zocha to something that he didn't get promised, and even the stuff that Hashem said, he also wasn't, I guess, right? Both?
No, I think the Rabban is differentiating. He's saying, right, Kotonti mikol chasodim mikol ha'emes, right?
Right.
And he says, okay, so chasodim, that's a class of
extra above.
Extra above, exactly.
Right. Where says, there was no
and
promise
on that,
from
you can say, that Rambam says you could say kotonti.
Right.
Because that was never promised to him, so he can certainly say, I'm not zocher to that. Uh-huh. I didn't earn that.
But the emes and tov, which he was promised.
That was promised, so maybe that would be harder to wipe away.
Yomer sheneni roi sheftichenu v'yasal osan tov sheftichu bahen. Lol tov zacheres rabba shasimo. He wasn't Roy, she have to, that he should be promised it, and that he should do the Tovas that he promised him, and not other Tovas that he'd do with him, right?
Right.
In other words, he was unworthy of Hashem promising him a formula of kindnesses, which he promised him. Nor was he worthy of anything, which Hashem
basically saying, basically saying, I'm not worthy of anything. If you look down at the in Rabbi Shavel in the notes, in Roy, she have to, you know, he's basically, Yaakov is saying, yes, I know you promised. Yes, I know you promised it. But the truth is, I wasn't even roy to have gotten that promise when it came.
Yeah, amazing.
I think that's what he's saying. You didn't have to promise it to me, but once Hashem promised it to him, then Hashem had to.
Then it should happen.
Right. But there shouldn't have been a promise.
Right.
He's saying I wasn't roy to the promise to begin with. Yeah.
Right. Very good. Lo havinosi das unklus. I don't understand Unklus. Shatirgim Mikola Kasanim called Tavun. Furagal Targim Chesvem is Tivuk Shot.
Ha.
So basically, the Targum Unklus understood all the mercies and all the good. He always translated Chesvem as his mercy and truth.
And now he's using MS and he's saying Tivun.
Right. Valai Osu Chasadim. Right. Perhaps Unklus is saying Chasadim refers to Yaakov's rescue. The many times that he saved him from his what? From his troubles. Like Hassanim at Slazalos or Silu Pomim Rabos, we called Sarosov. Maybe that's what Unklus means.
Right, that's a chesed, yeah.
Vasa Emes, Kola Tovazes, Shiyahayalo, Kinoslo Bonim, and Bonus Osher, and the Chosim Kovot. So now the Rabban says his own shot, no?
No, now he's still working with an Unklus.
No, you're right. He's saying that all this good that Yaakov possessed, Shem gave him sons and daughters, wealth and belongings, and honor.
Right.
That's the definition of what? That's Chesed Emes.
No, Tavavon.
Right.
That's what Tavon means.
The Emes is Tavavon. That's the good. The good is the generosity. Not the Hatzolos, but the...
Right. So how many pshatim do we have so far? Either the Chesedim that you had, all the Shkuyos, he was used up, right?
Right.
And also Shem Yigram Achet, that was Rashi. And the Targum Unklus wants to say it means what? He was not Zocha general as a person, right?
No, I think it's the Rambam's shot.
Yeah, the Rambam's shot.
Is that he just felt, I'm just inadequate completely,
right?
You know, totally and completely.
And the Targum Unklus says it means
Hatzolos, and then the extra generosity of the, you know, the physical nature, so to speak. The children, wealth.
Hashem could have brought him back and just taken him back alive and healthy.
Right.
He gave him extra. He gave him everything. I mean, the extras. I mean, that's what Targum Unklus.
So this is the Rambam's strategy.
Rambam's, I guess the before Unklus was also another pshat he was saying.
Yep.
But this is like Chasidim Kayamim Yikru Emes.
The long lasting, the eternal, or, you know, ongoing.
Ki Xeris Amonde, Mune, Kitam Venema, Besum Nachal Aroilum, In Kium, Lachman Nos Mem of Neamonim. So what does it mean, Poshut?
So he's saying that
it means
if you look at the footnote,
long-lasting kindnesses, his children and wealth are called emes.
Interesting.
So the root mumune, v'neman,
Right?
Which connotes assured existence. His bread shall be given, his waters shall be sure. Just as the Navi said, without a deed, any deceitful brook, as matters that are not Nemar. What do you say in the bottom?
Say, that's what he says. That's what that note is based on. Kumar Bonavos, right?
Right. That's not what the Targum Uklus said?
No.
I thought that's what Targum Uklus said as well. Bonim bebonos oshun chasim bekovet.
Right, except that he flips them around. Right, Uncle said that MS was. I'm sorry, no, you're correct. Is that not the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's sort of the same thing, maybe coming out of slightly different.
He's just agreeing with him, though.
I think he's agreeing with Uncle, but coming out of maybe a slightly different direction.
What's that other different direction that was?
Because he's saying that the MS.
Yeah.
Is like mamash from the lashon of MS, right? The Uncle takes it and says MS is not really the lashon of MS here; it's lashon of Tov.
Says thus the term chasadim in Yaakov's phrase refers to transitory kindness and granting of wealth and honor, while ha-emes connects enduring kindnesses such as salvation from Lavan and Esav.
That's the Ramban or Unklus?
That's the Unklus.
He's saying that in Unklus, that's the Ramban saying that in Unklus, he says according to Abo Hab.
And
then the Ramban's last shot is himself. I think it's the same shot.
The Abo Hab, down in the bottom, the Abo Hab says that chasadim ha-kayamim are bonim and osher. And she'enam kayamim hatzalsim ulavon umidirachim hamasukon. That's like...
Who's right?
That's like inverted. Seems inverted.
We'll go with, who are we going to go with?
Rav Chevelle. Chevelle.
It sounds to me though like MS is...
So what is the difference between the Targum Uncles and the Rabban?
So then Uncles is saying... Right, Uncles takes the words chesed v'emes, right? Chasodim and emes. And he translates them as chizdin and tavavon.
Yes.
And the Ramban
Which means what? Kindness?
I wonder if he's... You know what? I wonder if it's not actually... He says, ulai. You know,
I know the
first,
Ramban is saying children of wealth are called embas.
That's how he ends up.
Right.
But first he says, ulai. So he says, ulai, that the Ramban means this, that the Unkos means this, but then I think he says, no. In the end, I think what Unkos means is really this. So it's not really machlokas. He's interpreting Unkos. He says, he's a little puzzled.
So what's the difference between the two pshatim? The ulai and the nachum
b'nai. So the ulai says
what's the nachum b'nai?
That chasodim is the hatzalah. I'm not sure that there's a difference in the end.
I thought it's the same thing, yeah.
They come out in the same place, but through a different
kids
way.
Kids and wealth, the last, yeah, that's what he said.
Right, because the second one focuses on permanence, where the first shot doesn't.
Very good. I guess you're clear. We'll stop here. It's great to see you back, Malkiel.
Yeah, I'm sorry.